Good afternoon, everyone. It is Friday, the whatever date it is, 12th, okay, of December, and I'm just going to make myself some lunch, but I thought I'll kill two birds with one stone, so if I can find my sandwich toaster in the cupboard, I will begin. I've just got back from the hospital. It was an unscheduled trip. Nothing to worry about. I arranged it yesterday afternoon because I've gone on to a new injection for my erythropoietin, and whereas I used to have to take that on every week or twice a week, my last one, this one only has to be done every 2 weeks, and I was a bit worried that it's a different thing. I've never had it before and I wanted to make sure that I was okay taking it. So while the hospital were quite happy for me to do it at home, I wanted it to go up there and just do it under supervision so that I knew that I wasn't going to feel ill or anything. And of course it was fine. Everyone told me it would be fine, but they didn't mind me going. And the person I dealt with, Richard, who's one of the PD nurses up there, said he's the same as me. If he has to take anything new, he likes someone to be around. Obviously my family, well, Roland's here, because he is, and the other, Connor and Obi are at work, but I kept delaying it, so I'm putting it off and thinking, oh dear, I know I've got to take it because my haemoglobin's gone low. It's just over 9, and it's meant to be between 10.5 and 11. And I'm on the borderline of when I get very weak, which I'm not at the moment. I'm holding up well, apart from getting a bloody cold, which I haven't had for about 8 years. I often think I'm getting one and it never develops. So it's on its way out now anyway. But sorry, I'm just washing my sandwich toaster. Someone put it away. It's all greasy. I never leave it like that. So I'm just washing it out with some washing up liquid and a cloth. I don't know who put it away like that. Smack wrists anyway. Because I don't even butter the outside of the bread on mine, so it's certainly not me. But someone did, whoever used it last. I'm just going to dry it with some kitchen paper. Yeah, so it was quite stressful actually, because the injection wasn't. But the actual getting up there, they told me to come up mid-morning. I didn't have an appointment. I came in as what they call a walk-in, where you can just walk in if you've got an issue. But I had to give the transport a time, so I said 11 o'clock, because you have to be ready in the morning 2.5 hours before the time. So I was ready at 8:30, and I had not a very good morning, because I got up, I did my breakfast and I fed the dogs, and then Lammy does this thing. I think it's quite common with small dogs, and they kind of start snorting and choking, and it's actually horrible. And he doesn't like it, so I had to sit with him and calm him down while it passed. And then I went to do dialysis, and the bag was leaking, so I had to throw that one away. And I didn't think I had time to heat up another one, which takes at least an hour. So I didn't do it before I went out, which is not very good. So what time does my transport turn up? When my appointment's at 11 o'clock and they told me to be ready by 8:30? 10:25. And then we had to go and pick someone else up as well. So I wasn't very pleased. He was a nice driver though. He was very good and it wasn't his fault. You know, they're just given the job and they have to get on with it basically. So I got there 40 minutes late, 20 to 12. My concern was that they go on lunch at around about 12 o'clock, or some of the staff go off to do other things. But anyway, it was fine. But then I waited for a porter. I could have found my own way down, I suppose. But since I had an issue with Niall in the hospital, he doesn't really like that really busy corridor anymore. I used to be fine with it, but I'm I think because now I'm a bit hesitant about it after it happened, because he was really freaked out. I don't know why. But there's lots of... I mean, he walks down and happily on a lead. And I have worked him down there since that happened, but... I decided to wait for a porter, so... I waited 40 minutes for someone to just walk down with me, which I could have done myself, I suppose. And then... I was dying to go to the toilet. And I didn't want to go off and try and find the toilets while I was waiting for the porter in case I missed them. So, all in all, I wasn't really very, 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 very happy. But anyway, I got there, did the injection. Came home. Oh, and I had a bit of an issue again. Not coming home, but going. The driver was nice, but we had a bit of an issue about the dog. He started... It wasn't his car, it was a hospital one, but... Or the company car, but... He started saying he didn't know if he could take a dog in the car and what if the other person was allergic to it. Now, this has only started happening for the last 2 weeks since the hospital transport was taken over by a company called Addison Lee, who I think are quite famous and have been around for many years. But they seem to keep throwing a spanner in the work about the bloody dog. Sorry, Niall, I didn't mean to call you a bloody dog, but you know what I mean. So... I need to clarify it with them, what their policy is, because if they're going to, you know, if they want to waste an ambulance on me when I don't need one and I haven't got enough, then, you know, so be it. But I don't want to have the stress every time. Oh, I don't know if we can take the dog, oh, and all that. I really can't be doing with it. So anyway, I had the injection done. And I was beginning to think I should have just done it at home and taken a chance. And I didn't have to wait long to come home. And I did come home in an ambulance, but I was with some other people. There was a man that had an accident at work, and his wife, they were an elderly couple. I would have thought he should be retired, but then I don't know how old he was. He might have sounded older than he was. They both might have done. They were very nice, and because he was in a stretcher, this man, because he'd hurt his ribs and his neck and all sorts of things, his spine, we had to have an escort on the bus, who was nice. But they made me go on the ramp, which I didn't like. I told them I'm happier going up and down steps. I've never been on one of these ramps before. And you stand on it and it lifts you up and puts you down. And I didn't like it. Niall was all right with it, but... They said they have to do that. It's one of these stupid policies these companies have. Anyway, I'm home. And when I got home, I had a lovely surprise. Several surprises, actually. I was expecting 3 parcels. One was some wind chimes that I ordered with... a voucher, an Amazon voucher that one of my lovely, lovely audio boo friends sent me for my birthday. So they came, and they were really nice. One's got bluebirds on it. They're not very big. And the other one is all dangly moons and stars and suns and with bells on. It actually would be nice for Christmas, that one. I'm not sure if I'm going to put them outdoors or in. And then they were really nice, I was pleased with them. And then she'd also sent me a Christmas, or us, not just for me, a Christmas present, and that arrived. And it's a lovely hamper from Fine Foods, and it's got organic green and blacks cocoa, and lots of different preserves, little jars of preserves, Belgian things, different chutneys, some iced tea, shortbread, chocolates, smoked cheese biscuits, oh, loads of stuff. Belgian chocolates, Turkish delights, the rose and lemon kind that I like. It's really lovely, and a lovely basket. I was so pleased with it. So thank you very much. You know who you are, and I don't mind saying who you are, but I don't know if you might be in, not like it, so I won't say for now, but suffice it to say, I was absolutely delighted with the present for all of us to share for Christmas. Just eating a bit of onion, I'll fill out my sandwich. And now I've got to try. I'll take your dogs out in a minute. I've got to try and get this quite thick bread, and I have trouble getting the sandwich toaster to even shut. Move it in a bit there. I'm sure I'm going to snap it one of these days, trying to force it shut. I can't. Nearly. Not quite. It won't start cooking if I don't do that. I might end up having to put it in the oven. It's not quite there. Ah, done it. There we go. In my sandwich went cottage cheese with pineapple, onion, mustard, black pepper. Now I'm going to put the kettle on. And I'm going to have a rest. While I'm waiting for my dialysis bag to heat up. I still haven't done it today, which is not that good. It's not terrible. It would have been better if it was my second one I was doing now, not my first. And while this is cooking, I'm going to take the dogs out. So you might as well come with me. Come on then, Lammy. Come on, Niall. Good boy. Come on. Sit. That's it. Come on, let's go. It's rained very heavily in the night and for the first part of the morning. And it was really windy as well. Sit. Come on then, busy. I don't know what that is. They're doing some work somewhere. Oh, hurry up. I'm cold. It's still pretty wet everywhere, even though it's not raining now. You finished? Good boy. Come here. Sit. Good boy. In you go. No, I'm going in. If you want to stay out there and do that, sit. Oh, he's followed me. Sit. He doesn't want to. Sit. Good boy, in you go. Ah, oh, it's freezing out there. Lammy? Good boy. Oh, it's too cold. Too cold. Kettle's about to boil. I haven't hung my coat or his harness and anything up yet. No, I don't even think I locked the door. I just wanted to get in. I was so cold. Well, I can smell that cooking. I can hear it sizzling. Listen. Shit, I hope it's not sizzling the wire. Let's get that wire out of the way. It's okay. Boil, kettle, boil. Dying for a cup of tea at the hospital, and I didn't have any money on me or my card. Can you believe it? I had to have water instead. Oh, I'm so
Hold on, Pete. stuff up.
I wonder if this is done yet. I'll leave it another few minutes, I think. Oh dear, I'm so cold. I put the heating on when I came home. Hurry up, sandwich. Oh, let me open it and see if it's done. I can't shut it again. I think it's okay. Okay, I could have done a bit longer, I suppose, but... Let's see if I can shut it again. Yeah, if I can have a couple of minutes.
I just pulled a bit of the crust off it. Wasn't toasting.
Where's my tea bag thing? Someone moved it.
Oh, that's pointless. Oops, lady. Bottles.
Empty ones, waiting to go out.
There's no sugar in my tea, but there anyway.
Come on, sandwich. He's coming to the town.
Is he?
Okay. Well, you can hear it sizzling now. Listen. Let's have another look at it. I don't want it to burn. Don't want cremated sandwiches. Yeah, I think that'll do now. Okay. Put away wire, I don't want to burn you. More sugar. Whoops. It's falling to pieces. Oh dear. Let's get the plate underneath. It's all right. It's okay. It didn't fall to bits. It threatened to. Okay, I'm just cutting it in half properly. There. Let's taste it. Probably going to burn my mouth on it now. Nice.
Very nice. Right, everyone.
I will speak to you soon.